nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and welcome to the second hour of Nationwide, and this is the discussion hour that we are having today. And I'm Gabriel Shadar, and today we are going to look into the run-up activities that are leading to the celebration of the International Peace Day or the World Peace Day. That will be on the 21st of September this year, so we are left with 2 days to go. And so we are hosting today, or rather I'm hosting today, a civil society organization that is preparing to run a number of activities in at least three areas of greater Jonglei or greater Upper Nile region. And that this civil society organization is going to have a peace campaign. So their issue or their activity is related to peace issues. So with me in the studio is Peter Malier Biar, Executive Director and Founder of Christian Agency for Peace and Development. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you, Shadar.
Yes, and also Konga Emmanuel, Activities Coordinator for Christian Agency for Peace and Development.
Thank you.
And Manyon David, a very active media and focal point. That means he is the communication and resource mobilization. Welcome.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, so you are going to run activities in greater Upper Nile region in the coming few days. But also we would like to have, or the listener would like to have, an idea of what is Christian Agency for Peace and Development, who is going to brief us about.
Yeah, thank you, Shadar. I'm so grateful to be hosted by your radio. And of course, it is a privilege for us and Christian Agency to actually be here today to present on what we do and how we engaged South Sudanese to achieve and have a sustainable peace. Yes, Christian Agency is a national youth organization that focuses on peace building and engage young people on conflict analysis, conflict resolution, conflict mitigation, and deal with much of issues of income generating programs that are able to help our young people to set a reliability. And Christian Agency is also an organization that is also working with children in the grassroots or a small part of the urban centers in Juba, and we do a lot of issues of trauma healing and health programs. And Christian Agency was founded in 2007, and we have been in existence since, and we have been very inspired by the efforts and the level South Sudanese resilience have been to be able to stand and focus on issues about their lives. Thank you very much, Shadar.
The word Christian, and is it like you started from your church where you have been based in your church, or
actually the name Christian is basically I myself am a Christian in the first place, and most of my my struggle as a member and as a founder of Christian Agency for Peace and Development has been motivated by the values and ethics of Christianity. So that is why that we have this name, Christian.
Mm-hmm. And then who are your partners? Because you are young people, and I see, yes, you are all young people. You are way younger than me. And I see this is a big job you are doing, big activity. If you can go into three areas or four areas in the greater Upper Nile, then it is a big thing.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think will you repeat the question? Sorry.
So, I mean, who is your partner?
Yes.
Who is your big partner?
Thank you. Our partners that we have, of course, been endeavoring to achieve a sustainable peace is one of the focus of our organization, has been that we have been working with Norwegian People Aid. Norwegian People Aid has been in the forefront of our one of the partners that supports our programs. We have also been good partners to Democracy Internationals, which is actually working hands in hands with Success Program South Sudan. And of course, we have also worked with Cord 8 as one of our partner, one strategic partner. And we have good number of other national initiatives that are partnering with us.
And now, where are you based?
We are based in Central Equatoria, which is currently Jubek State, where our head office is. And we are based in Jonglei State, in one office in Bor Town. And we are also based in Lake State in Minkaman, where we have a community resource center and office as well. And of course, we are establishing now a coordination office in Bentiu for one of our programs that focusing on healing and reconciliation for youth. And of course, we having small activities in Eastern Equatoria, in Kapoita. So these are the places we are working.
Yes. Thanks for that. Now we come to the main issue for being here today, is your planned peace campaign. What is it? What is this peace campaign? I take another one. Yes, Manyon.
Yes. Thank you so much, my brother, Joseph Chadar. First of all, I must say that we thank the team of Radio Maria for having made it tonight that we're live with you. Yeah, our campaign, which is upcoming this week, is called Beletna Haul. So if you look at these Arabic words, then this hashtag means that putting our nation past. And if putting our nation past, then the Christian Agency for Peace and Development, together with other national organizations in partnership with NPA, which is the Norwegian People's Aid, we are actually having this campaign because the most important thing, my brother Chadar, is that the last revitalized peace deal has been signed from the Ethiopian's capital, Addis Ababa, last week. And now this is actually a push through because we need to really engage the youth. We really to bring together the young people of South Sudan because these were the real people who were affected by this conflict. And now the peace has been signed, then it is our prerogative as young people of the nation to bring the youth on board such that we put all the leaders into the proper implementation of the agreement because we believe this agreement here cannot be implemented when the views of the citizens are not actually, collected. So the main idea for this campaign and the reason why we are going to do it on International Peace Day is that we are going to really appeal the youth. We're going to get the voices of the youth, and they're going to appeal to the parties, to the agreement, such that the Khartoum-led peace deal will not be like other peace processes which have been signed some time back, and they have not actually maintained durable and sustainable peace for the people of South Sudan. I think briefly this is the main idea, because the most important thing, my brother, is that the ideas are the beginning points of all the destinations.
Yeah.
So and therefore we're going to get the ideas of the youth, and this is actually the basic reason.
Yes. Let me go to Emmanuel. Konga Emmanuel, as you are the activities coordinator for the agency, what is actually going to take place?
Okay. I'm going to speak in Arabic.
Yeah. No mushkila. No. ماشين تعمل شنو؟
ماشي بلدنا الأول هو رسالة للشباب في خلال الحرب اللي احنا عشنا فيه من حرب 2013 ل 2016 شبابنا اتعزى بجد هما احنا دارين نرسل لهم رسالة انه يفهموا بلدنا اول هو رسالة لهم عشان يوقفوا الحرب. هما ما هيستفيدوا حاجة من الحرب, ما هيساعدوا في حاجة, لانه احنا لو عايشين في حرب ما هنتنمو بلدنا. عايزين نتكاتف مع بعض كشباب, عايزين نتكاتف مع بعض عشان نقدموا بلدنا لفوق, زي يعني حاصل في دول المتقدمة. أكتر شيء الشباب اللي بيتكاتفوا في موضوع بتاع السلام.
نعم
يا وبلدنا أول هو رسالة لطوق السلام, International Peace Day.
نعم. طيب أنتوا يعني ماشيين تعملوا شنو في أي منطقة في الأيامات الجاية؟
يا انطلاق بتاع حملة بتاعنا بعد من بور, أويل, جوبا, ملكال.
أوكي, أويل, بور, جوبا, ملكال. طيب مثلا في جوبا هنا هتعملوا شنو وفي أي حتة في جوبا هنا؟
في جوبا الحملة بنطلق من جوبا ل نيوكورن كالتشر سنتر, باجين نحتفلوا بتوقيع سلام.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let me go quickly also to Peter. Where else are you going to do something?
Yeah, thank you very much. It's Shadar, as you've just heard from my colleague. Of course, we are doing this campaign across some part of South Sudan. Mm. And as she has mentioned, Bor, Juba, Bentiu, Malakal, etc. are part of the campaign cities in South Sudan that we are going to, you know, put our voices, the voices for youth, for peace. And what we are planning to do, for example, in Bor is we have actually have a lot of plans. One of them is we have brought young people together from the work of background from different tribes in Jonglei states that are residing in Bor and the neighboring communities to be able to present this Beletna Awel agenda that it is time for peace. And what some of the things that are going to be done are one, there is going to be a procession that is going to be a walk from the market, one of the market in Bor town, to the Freedom Square, that is also in Bor town. And there is going to be assembly at the Freedom Square, and the assembly is going to conduct few activities. One of them is many young people will come together and stand in a mob. A map of South Sudan that's actually, and of course there will be a clear symbol in the middle of the map that will of course be drawn by the number of people that will stand in that map. And there is going to be a pictorial, and after that there will be 3-4 speeches from the Peace Commission, humanitarian, and the civil society. So this is what's going to be done. And on that day, actually, we have invited the youth associations. We have invited civil society. We have invited authorities. We have invited humanitarian organizations and people. From different institutions to participate on this day.
And what is the day in Bor? What is the day?
The day is the 21st of September.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What is going to happen in other towns, like you are saying, you have in different towns?
Yeah.
What is going to happen?
Yeah. What is going to happen in more or less it's the same approach that we have adapted and we are going to use. One thing that we have used is, of course, we have come up with a lot of messages that are going to be displayed by groups and individuals. Some of them are stickers, some of them are banners, and then T-shirts. What is going to be done is the come together, and people are going to march at a space agreed that speeches and presentations and are going to be performed. So there is not much of difference, but it's more or less the same. Yeah.
Yes, you want to add something, Manyon or Emanuela? I mean, Konga, Emmanuel?
Yeah, well, my brother, you know, as he put it, it is right that what we're going to do is more of... you know, doing a campaign. And if it is more of campaign, then the youth, these people who are really affected by the conflict at the grassroots level, will really come up with some messages of peace, because we believe that this is a time for the grassroots to join together in order for people of South Sudan to have, you know, a permanent peace. So this youth here would really tell us, and we are very ready to voice, you know, Oba, all all the words, all what they will say, such that, you know, the main idea here, my brother, is that the youth actually demand an end to violence by standing for inclusive and non-violent action. But how do we do this? So we do this actually, you know, through bringing them on board, and they will be able, on that day, really, they will be the one to talk, and they will be the one to tell us what is supposed to be done by the leaders, not us, actually.
Yeah. For Malakal, for example, I have not been to Bentiu, but I have been to Malakal. Where are you going to move from which point to which point?
The movement is actually going to also be going to the football stadium that is going to stage the campaign area, unless something have changed. But of course, still arrangements are still going, and something hasn't yet changed. If something changed, then it will be communicated. But that where it will be held.
And for Bentiu, the same. They will be moving to the stadium in Bentiu.
All at public national space. Yes.
Because the listeners might some of the people who are listening to us.
Yes.
They might want to go there.
Right.
Yes, because we have POC, Public Protection Side in Bor.
Yes.
Bentiu in Malakal. People might want to move there and see what is happening.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks for that. And in case you have just joined us, this is Nationwide on Radio Mraz. Me, Gabriel Shadar. Today I'm hosting the Christian Agency for Peace and Development. And because they are running a campaign for peace, which is hashtagged Beledna Awal. If you are using Twitter, you can find it, Beledna Awal hashtag, or is
Yes.
Facebook. Now, hashtag one word, okay?
Yeah.
And it's also on Facebook.
Yeah.
So you can follow them. And this is run by the, as I said, Christian Agency for Peace and Development. And with me in the studio are Peter Melier, VR, Executive Director and Founder of the association or the agency, and Konga Emmanuel, Activities Coordinator, and Manyon David, Communication and Resource Mobilizer. Now it's time to get you engaged with the listeners who might want to comment on your activity, or also might want to ask some few questions. And I beg my listeners to keep their comments brief and also direct the questions, I mean, to the point, so that we take as many as possible, and also you get responses from the three young people who are with me here in the studio. I'll pick your calls soon.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions, and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello? We've lost the caller on that line. Hello? Nationwide. Hello? Yes, welcome.
Hello.
Ahlan.
How are you?
I'm fine. You seem to be far away from your phone.
All my guests and studio.
Yeah, welcome.
And my name is Taz Marin from Rumbek.
Marin?
Yeah.
Yes, welcome, Marin from Rumbek. Welcome.
Yeah, only mine is a question. And also, I want to appreciate my guests in the studio because they are there all. Yeah, what I want to ask is this. Now, our youth in South Sudan, they are full of tribalism. What can make them that to stop this tribalism?
Okay.
That person can say, I'm not from this, I'm not from this. They will be in one state, one nation. What can make them to be in one place like that?
As a group here now?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that. Another thing? Yeah, thanks for that from Mereng. Hello, Nationwide.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Maraya.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you, Burma. You are connecting to Daniel Mabiori in Bor.
Welcome, Daniel.
Congratulations to our guest in the studio.
Yeah, Thanks.
I had the program. What I want to request is that John Graham University is here in the state is supposed to be involved, because it is the university that combines all the tribes in South Sudan, and if they will participate in this peace, then they will take it to their community.
Mm-hmm. So you're suggesting to the people.
So I'm suggesting to the people, yeah, to involve John Graham University.
I think that is a great suggestion. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And yes, what do you think, leaders?
Okay. Yeah. Well, first of all, the questions are much appreciated, because the first question to respond to Marine from Rumbek is that, you know, we understand that in the context of South Sudan, there is tribalism.
Yeah.
But as we youth, this is why we are now advocating for Blatna Howell.
Yeah.
So this means that putting our nation past. So if we join together as youth and we do one thing, miners actually, you know, exaggerating some other things at the level of the grassroots,
yeah,
miners, you know, subjecting ourselves into conflicting parties, miners, you know, saying this one has done this and I don't belong to that person, then this is another way that we're really eliminating tribalism. We understand it is a disease, but as a youth, this is why we have come up with Blatna Howell. Then Blatna Howell is not for any tribe. It's not for Dinga, it's not for Nuer, it's not for Bari, it's not for any other tribe which is here in South Sudan. But it belongs to one nation, which is called South Sudan.
Yes.
So this is the way I'm seeing.
Yeah.
We should eliminate tribalism. Number two is,
yeah,
I have been the one, to, you know, coordinating this activity on social media and on and also on Twitter. I believe I've chatted to all the students, to all the universities. So I believe Dr. John Gerenk, Momori University in Bor, is part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
We are not eliminating them.
Yeah.
So, but inviting them individually, so this is what we have not done.
Yeah.
But we have shared, and if you know very well that you have an hand, you know, in peace, okay, in bringing peace to South Sudan,
yeah,
then you need to join us on that day.
Yeah, thanks, and I hope I have some of my listeners, they are from that university, including even their professors. I think they will join you on that day, and they will come in big numbers. Let me go to more callers on the line. Hello, Nationwide.
Nationwide.
Yes, welcome.
Manoj George,
yes, welcome, yeah. Manoj George, welcome.
Shukran gadir. Salam lil kwatna fi sidu wa kwanim fi sidu kol shidid. Yani shab, you know, we lazim adabaz of course kafir al sadara koi robana sahidum. When barnami da kol shidid kev yani yusul mahlat al gharia wa mahlat al mutasira wa lil kulu wa mahlat al yunumis kev kalam zarem shib yunumis al kwanim yunumis al kev yani kun ashim يعني كوكب بتاع المحبة والسلام لشعب جنوب. طبعا الشعب جنوب لازم الفيزا كويس شديد يا بجيب لنا عاجة كويس ونتمنى عاجة بلما الشباب وبلما شعب جنوب وما عاجة قبيل بشكل الشعب تدفل جديد برنامج كويس يا شكرا.
شكرا منود جورج من واو. Hello, Nationwide.
Good evening, brother.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good. It sounds like Wilson.
Wilson Mayer calling here from University of Juba.
Welcome, Wilson. Yes.
Thank you very much. So I would actually want to appreciate my brother who is in the studio trying to actually do something that can actually unite the people of South Sudan. And I would also want to tell him that we in the University of Juba, we have a complaint because we are not actually put in picture. We are not included in your program. So next time, I want to say you come to us so that we can unite ourselves for the unity of the people of the Republic of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Another complaint is coming from.
It's appreciated. It's like, yeah.
And I think you will reach them there. Yes. Hello, Nationwide.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Welcome.
Yes, I am called Simon.
Simon.
From Yambio.
Welcome, Simon from Yambio.
Good. Mm. Now, my question is going to get to the house.
Mm.
First of all, we in the Southern youth, we have segregation, we have tribalism among ourselves.
Mm.
Now, the peace they have been talking about, it has been signed, which is very good. Which role are they taking, the step are they taking forward to teach the youth in this country? Because we are living tribalism. Every person in the nation, yes, your own tribe is good.
Mm.
In which way are they taking to implement this?
Mm-hmm.
This what to let it come out of the mind of the youth of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is it exactly?
Okay. Thank you, Simon from Yambio, for your question there. Hello, Nationwide. Yes, welcome.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is your brother, Nabor Alat.
Welcome, Nabor Alat. Welcome.
Yeah, it is my pleasure to be at time to contribute on this program. Mm-hmm. This evening.
Yeah, welcome.
So, first of all, I would like also to welcome the guest in the studio.
Mm-hmm. There are three, yes.
So, concerning the use of South Sudan, we don't have problems. But the problem comes from our politicians. So we use the tools by the politicians in order to let them look for their power. So this is what I have seen. Mm-hmm. But with youth, we don't have problem.
Mm-hmm.
So my feeling to all youth, so let us not be used our politicians, because this is the time, and let our time come.
Mm.
So this is my contribution, and also I appreciate those who have contributed before. Thank you very much.
Great, Mabora Lad, for that contribution. Hello, Nationwide. Yes, welcome.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yes.
You are connected with James Edouard again in the best of people.
James, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I recognize the presence of the guest. All my brothers in the studio.
Mm.
I do add a good word that encourage me. If somebody talk of fighting, somebody who is going to fight tribalism, I do hear that word great to me.
Mm.
So if you look here, what puts us behind is what is called tribalism. But to your personal view, how do you look tribalism will be eliminated to South Sudanese as it become now an habit to them? And second to it, how can you encourage us, we who are in investing, to join you in that encouraging word that we are going to fight corruption, let me say, tribalism and corruption. And also there needs to be in peace. How can you try your level best to put us together,
mm-hmm,
to be in that unity of South Sudan that we expected in every corner.
Yeah. Thanks, James Dor, for your questions. And let me take another call, more callers online also. A lot of interaction is coming in. Yes. Welcome, Nationwide.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? I think there's a problem with the network there. Hello?
Hello, Gabriel Jatar.
Yes, welcome, McCrary. Welcome.
Thank you very much. You know, Gabriel, this country is belong to all of us, as well as soon as our brother in the studio has mentioned.
Mm.
To me, as McCrary, as a youth, we need this country so that youth must refrain from the politician. So that they have to be the youth exactly, to be seen as the youth of this country. After all, when they are to be seen as the youth of this country, you will see that youth themselves, they can get very many seats whereby they can just teach their brothers, whereby they can leave what is so-called nepotism, tribalism. There might be what is so-called moving together. Maybe Lado from Equatoria can move with McCrary here, and McCrary can move also with one of the Upper Nile, and whatever, all these things can happen. And later on, you will see this country in a very colorful way as well. So the leadership or the tribe is not in the color. But when we put the things together ahead of our people, you will see that, Gabriel, our country will be the best among the rest of the other countries. And the youth will be the most powerful to their colleagues and to other people in other countries. But first of all, to my colleague in the studio, how will it happen to let one of the youth from us is to be sent to other countries to see how the youth are really benefit into their country? This is my question. When will it happen?
Thank you. McCreary, and I'm left with 10 minutes to conclude, and I get back to my guests in the studio, Peter, Konga and Manyon. Yes, a lot of comments and questions there. Let me start with Peter. What are you saying? Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Shadar. There are quite a lot of strong questions and comments from the youth of South Sudan, and they really motivated me.
You can leave some of them to your colleagues.
Yes.
Then, yeah.
Yes. And of course, I want to actually look at one of the questions, which is actually focusing on tribalism and how tribalism can be eliminated. This was put forward by Jemis from the University of Juba.
Yeah.
And it was also put forward by...
Just the mic a little bit so
George.
That we get you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, I hear you, South Sudanese, as I am a youth. And the issue of tribe, I just want to, of course, the tribalism. Mm-hmm. I want to remind you on Bellet Nawal, which means our country first. And I want to also remind you on a key messages of, before I go to the questions, on the key messages of our campaign, and want to read to you briefly, and that is that we believe that South Sudanese deserve a sustainable, durable peace that allows for us as citizens to safely rebuild our lives. We demand an end to violence. We stand for inclusive, non-violent action for conflict transformation. We believe that it is time to rebuild our country by prioritizing it over our own interest. We believe that as South Sudanese, we must embrace our diversity and love each other as brothers and sisters. Shadar, I think it is a great opportunity to stand here and pass to the South Sudanese youth and the entire citizens that the Bellet Nawal are efforts that we are putting forward as young people to bring the youth of South Sudan together. As we are speaking, Emmanuel Shadar, you realize the population, the census, the number of young people, the percentage of young people in this country is higher than the South Sudan population, and it's rated at 73%. So you can imagine the number of young people is bigger than the nation's other age above than the age below 30 years is about 73%. So you can see number of young people who are energetic, who are who can bring change to this country are the higher number. So what we are saying here and what we see here, South Sudan has come down the rail of tribalism, come down the rail of conflict, the rail of ethnic violence and all sorts that you can say. And because that young people have refused to accept themselves, young people have refused to take responsibility, young people have refused to forge a common agenda that benefits them. And this is why that in most of the time we are contributing to destroying our country. And this is why tribalism is eating into us, because we don't understand our power, we don't understand ourselves, we don't appreciate the power of being a youth. I want to remind young people, just to talk about tribalism still, I want to remind young people that it is now that they can make an impact and move South Sudan forward forever. It is now that they will choose to work together and fight tribalism and fight corruption and fight non-violently to take South Sudan forward. guns and all other violence do not restore our country. I want to also remind young people that the peace agreement that has the processes that has happened in Khartoum and that were finally signed in Addis Ababa are their own processes, are their own channels for them to forge a common agenda that builds South Sudan, that does not destroy South Sudan. Young people should join hands together to build South Sudan, not to destroy it. Young people in South Sudan should support their mothers, should support their father, they should support children and women for development. So now, and just to end my question on tribalism, Jemis was asking how do we overcome tribalism? Some of the things he has suggested, and one of them is leaving no one behind, is living as brothers and sisters. We offer each other something that is unique. If I am a Bari, if I am a Dinka, if me as a Dinka alone, her as a whatever tribe she is, cannot deliver. But we as from the diversity will be able to deliver to ourselves, be able to deliver to our country. So if we work together, it is not your tribe that buy from your shop. It is the diversity of this country that buys from your shop. That is a simple example that I can remind the youth of this country that it is not your tribe that makes you a person. It is the diversity that makes us. So for us to fight tribalism, value every tribe, value the diversity. Let's value our ideas. Let's value our capacity. Let's value our country. That is our identity. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter, for great messages. نمشيلكي كمان كونغا تقولي لنا يعني بالعربي كمان كيف نحن نقضي على القبلية وسط الشباب اللي هو الحمل الكبير للشباب.
Yeah, شكرا. قبلية بيجي من الثقافة الثقافة حقي براو الثقافة بتعزول تاني براو سواء لازم احنا نوحد الثقافة بتانا كأحنا شعب السودان شعب جنوب السودان نكون بروح واحد بنمهو روح بتاعت قبلية let us stop fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Shukran. And then finally, the last is Manuan David. Yes.
Yeah. I remember from my lecture 1 year ago that the most important thing in this world we live is when you get a person. The best thing is that a successful entrepreneurs are not takers. Are not takers, but they are givers of positive energy. So if we talked about positive energy, then this simply means that a successful person is one who do what unsuccessful people are not willing to do. And this brings me to the question of tribalism. Because if you believe in yourself that you are a successful person, then the most important thing is not to imitate. You know why? In the context of South Sudan, if we want to imitate the whole ideas, if we want to imitate, the whole kind of thing which happened before, then we will not prosper. Then we will not progress. But if we sit down as young people of South Sudan and we put some ideas that will bring more of living together, I think this is how we can overcome it. Because now, if you imitate what someone has done before, then you will not excel in whatever that you're doing. And this is why we mentioned earlier on that this is the high time for us to pass the messages of peace. And doing that is engaging all our stakeholders, is engaging. If you believe in peace, if you are a peace ambassador, then you just try to bring on board all your fears, all the people whom you think you can transform. Bring them on board. Tell them ABCD will make us one people of South Sudan. And if we are one people of South Sudan, then we shall be able to achieve all this kind of great thing. Number one thing, my dear, is that wealth is when you have a wisdom and you are meeting the environment needs. If there are environment needs, if you meet them, then this is the wealth which you have. And this is what I really need to tell all the people of South Sudan, that let us do what we think will make us successful. And let us not, you know, exaggerate all this kind of thing. If we exaggerate violence, then this is taking us back. But we are going ahead, and this is our agenda. Let us champion the peace of South Sudan, and we do something, we will make us better after one time.
Really appreciate your coming on Radio Mirai today, Peter Malier Biar, Konga Emmanuel, and Manyon David from the Christian Agency for Peace and Development. And even me, I've been inspired by what you are doing. And I wish you success.
Thank you.
And I wish those who are in Juba, those who are in Bor, those who are in Bentiu, they will join you on the celebration of this very important message for peace in the country. Thank you very much.
Thank you.